Thanks for the invitation, and great to be on this distinguished panel. I'm going to time myself. So. All right. I have no disclosures, those relevant here, to relationships to disclose. I'm a data person, but I use data to inform structural inequities. And I believe that place determines health, and it determines this notion, and that's not a misspelling, wealth. And this is a tribute to Elena, who is really pushing this notion of wealth, which is wellness and health. The borders of where we live, where we work, where we play, where we pray, they're defined borders that divide people, sometimes by sickness and wellness and poverty and wealth. There has been little focus on the nation's fastest growing populations, the Asian American population, and also a population that is often overlooked, Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders. So what I'm going to do today is put on my data hat. I run a survey in California called the California Health Interview Survey. We have a new tool that just debuted last week, and there's also another presentation later that gets more of the mechanics of this. But this is called Ask CHIS Neighborhood Edition, or Ask CHIS NE. It is the younger sister of Ask CHIS, which is a county-based tool. But as with younger sisters, I believe this is going to grow taller than the older one once people start using it. And I want to acknowledge the team, the development team of this tool, David Grant, who's the CHIS director. I'm the PI of CHIS, Bogdan Rao, Yu-Yan Wang, who has a fabulous statistical mind, and Hongjin Yu, who has also been our statistician for 20 years and was conducting some of these small area estimation techniques, but on a custom basis, and here we're animating it, we're making it available to the public through a web query system. So what is this Ask CHIS Neighborhood Edition? It's this new tool. It's a health information dissemination tool. It's powered by data from the California Health Interview Survey. And the California Health Interview Survey, very briefly, is an omnibus survey of health in California. We are in the field every day. We've been collecting data on Californians since 2001 and several cycles, 2001, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 12. We're nearing closing in 13, 14, and we're ramping up for CHIS 2015. It does provide health estimates at multiple levels. In this case, whereas Ask CHIS provided estimates at the county level, and if you were fortunate to live in Los Angeles or San Diego, at the sub-county level, because those are two very large counties in California. In this case, now we're able to provide zip codes, city levels, and legislative district levels. We also include visualization tools in terms of mapping and also looking at histograms and you'll see. Here we go. Ask CHIS Neighborhood Edition, this is county level estimates. So this is looking only at Asians. I'll talk about Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders separately, as we should when we look at racial statistics per OMB Directive 15. In this slide, what we see here, so this is a view of what Ask CHIS Neighborhood Edition looks like. And here, the query I made was looking at Asian-only population, adult 18 plus. And at the county, I selected results at the county level. If you were to click this, you can also see at the city level, which I'll show you in a subsequent slide, but you could also show it at the zip code level and at the legislative district level. And legislative district, which includes both state assembly districts as well as congressional districts. There has been demand already to get at county supervisorial districts, and we're working on that. So what we have then here is it's a choropleth map, so the darker it is, the more intense that concentration of Asian only. So those darker areas and spaces are areas where you have these Asian hotspots. And those hotspots then, of course, tend to be around the San Francisco Bay Area and also the Los Angeles area. And now it is going quickly on its own. What we also have in the tool is a histogram in the bottom, and you can see how the distribution is across the county. So it's not a continuous distribution. There are places where there's hardly any Asians and in places where there are a lot of Asians, but it's not terribly. Our hot spots in terms of the county level for Asians don't exceed about 34-37%. The state level is here, and then again, if this tool were, if we had this animated, this could, you can move this little tab here and concentrate on, say, the part of the histogram that's 30% up. By county, using this tool, we find that there are six counties in California that are fairly well populated, not all at the 30% and plus level, but the ones that are not are quite large counties. So they're Orange in the south and Los Angeles, Orange, where Disneyland is. I'm talking like we've never heard of California, right? So this is California. And then in the north, San Francisco, San Mateo, Santa Clara, and Alameda County, also getting closer to 30%. So if we had chosen, as I said, cities, in this view we have the city view, again looking at the Asian population 18 and older. And in this case, now we see in terms of the cities where the hotspots are. We turned off all the smaller proportions so it's more discernible to show where Asians are. So of course, in San Francisco, again, in Los Angeles area, but we do see some hotspots towards Sacramento, a bit up north here, Inland Empire here, Central and Bakersfield. So again, another tool to seeing that it's not just all about San Francisco or Los Angeles, but then that there are these other places in California. And by the way, not to be provincial, that this is about California, but of the top cities in the United States with a high proportion of Asians, I think the top nine are in California. So there was criteria in this. So by city, then the picture is different. Then you're seeing a higher proportion. So whereas before, in the county level, we were seeing 15%, 20%, 30%, and those were the highest concentration. Now for cities, we're zooming in, and for the cities, we're getting into this higher clustering over 30%, and it's Torrance is in the south in Los Angeles County. Sunnyvale is in Santa Clara County, Silicon Valley, Santa Clara, San Jose, San Francisco, Irvine, this is in Orange County in the south. Garden Grove is also in Orange County in the south. Garden Grove, a high Vietnamese population. San Francisco, high Chinese population. Fremont, growing population of South Asians in Fremont. And then Daly City, which continues to be a high concentration of Filipinos. But Daly City being the highest proportion, 58.5% in terms of hotspots. In Southern California, this is then zooming in, those were cities, zooming in on zip codes, which this tool can do. Then we can also, within cities, look at the zip codes where there's a high concentration of Asians. And we also have this for the Bay Area. We're going to zoom in on Daly City. And Daly City is, it's hard to see, but it's this dark area here south of San Francisco. And in looking at Daly City, we also look at a specific zip code, 94015. And then comes now the beauty of this tool. To my knowledge, there isn't a source to get at health information, health statistics. So not readmissions, not data from hospital discharge, not from OSHPD, is what we have in California. But this is actually self-reported status on asthma, diabetes, heart disease, psychological distress. Did you delay medical care or prescriptions that was needed? If your income is below 200% poverty level, were there times when you went hungry? It's food insecurity questions. Obesity questions, your height and weight. So in this case, we have about 22 indicators in ASCHIS Neighborhood Edition of health statistics that we use small area estimation and zoom in at the zip code level. And so this is a sample of the 94015, which is the green bars, compared to San Mateo County overall. And we see for this particular zip code that it's higher in fair poor health, looks pretty good in other conditions, but not terribly great in walking 150 minutes per week. But if they were in this conference in New Orleans, everybody would have walked 150 minutes a week. Got 16,000 yesterday. So for Daly City, 94015, set demographics. So I'm going to speed up through here. I guess the main thing here is that we see then the immigrant, we start to say, again, this is what's in Daly City. It's not necessarily about Asians. It's not necessarily about Filipinos. But then you can glean off what's going on in this place by seeing that in this zip code, we're seeing a high proportion of naturalized citizens compared to San Mateo County. And I took California out because it got too busy. But higher proportion of naturalized citizens and lower proportions of people who speak English only at home. So for the NHPI hotspots, it's more challenging because it's a smaller population than Asians. And so the threshold, you can't do a 30% threshold or there would be no places. And so we move the threshold down to over 2%. Threshold. And in this case, San Mateo County is also one of those counties that exceed this 2% threshold. And then within San Mateo County, which we've already have introduced you to, there's a set of zip codes in East Palo Alto that has a high concentration of Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders. And East Palo Alto is in San Mateo County. For East Palo Alto compared to the rest of San Mateo County, then the picture of that place, again, this is a place-based analysis, shows that among residents there that you do have higher current smokers, higher percentage of current smokers, fewer percentage who walked at least 150 minutes, higher proportions of obesity, a little lower for ever diagnosed with heart disease, but higher in food insecurity, higher in fair poor health, slightly higher in severe psychological distress. These are just point estimates. We do have variance estimations to get at significance, but this is more of a qualitative directional view for you to see what we can do. And ever diagnosed with diabetes, again, slightly higher. Asthma, slightly lower if not the same. So the East Bend Palo Alto demographic profile is this, and I know I only have I have 1 minute left. So they're showing me I have zero, but I have 1 minute left in my watch. So for Asian hotspots, what we have is for those of you then who I invite to use ASHRAE's Neighborhood Edition, just a guidepost on where to go to look at for hotspots. Alameda, again, the six counties, Alameda, and here I put north and this is south, just to be consistently visual. And then these are the cities where there are high proportions of Asians. So I have that for you. And then also note that within those counties, within those cities, you have 969 zip codes. And among those 969 zip codes where we can have estimates for you, 140 of those zip codes have a population of Asians more than 30%. So now I'm going to really zoom into something quick analysis. So let's say, let's look, how do we become healthy? So let's look at the places that have more than 30% Asians and those that have fewer than 30% Asians. Let's see, does clustering, does enclave matter? Does enclave make our places, are enclaves healthier or not? So that's the question here. So looking at the 30% plus Asians, which are red, and the under 30% Asians, which are blue, we find that, that's at my timer. My watch is still giving me some time. So we compare them, and they don't look that much different, but trust me that they actually overall are about the same. So in a summary statistic, we look at, there were six indicators that we examined in health that's available in ASCHA's Neighborhood Edition, where the places where there's high concentration of Asians are better, about three indicators were about the same, and one where it's worse. And then we controlled for social demographic characteristics, so we included these estimates in a regression model and showed that, so that it's not just about selection, it's not just more educated people, say, living in these places. It moves a bit, so now it's five indicators where the hotspot Asian places are better. And so very preliminary analysis, as I said, we just launched this a week ago, but it does show that they seem better. Health and wealth seems better in these Asian American hotspots. It could be that there's more protective enclave effects. It could be that there's more targeted cultural and linguistic community services. It could be, Nicole, there might be more giving in this area, so you need to think about some other places too. And then health and wealth does seem worse in NHPI hotspots. Again, another legislative way, another tool to look at, to direct policy attention, to direct social movements attention and philanthropy attention. So thank you so much, and I invite you to come use the tool.